And I also want to extend thanks to Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online for our little interview that we did, our little chat that I got to fit in with.
Yeah, and him spanking me is always a good thing.
So, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Because now I have to go down. I have to go down and kick his ass.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like now I have to go down there and kick his ass. So, yeah. And I'm pretty sure that is going to go bad for me.
You think?
Oh yeah. No. There's no. I don't have any illusions. If I go down there to kick Fatty's ass, my ass is not going to only get kicked.
Well, I'm pretty sure that we wouldn't even get into the United States right now. So I think that whole point is moot anyway. So he's going to have to come up here in order for you to get your ass kicked.
But he might not be able to go back home. So,
well, I count your blessings. Yeah. Anyway,
thank you, Big Fatty.
Yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
If I go down there to kick Fatty's ass, my ass is not going to only get kicked. Anyway, thank you, Big Fatty.
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2458. Of the BFO for Thursday the 29th of June 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, it's the third and final part of the Pride 48 weekend. Yes, Big Ready! Yeah, I'm gonna see y'all. If you listen to Big Fatty, none of them listen to you. Unsubscribed. Y'all, you know that Big Fatty has some straight boyfriends. Yes, Big Fatty, we all know about your straight boyfriends. Nobody can explain it, but they're out there. One of them is in the room with us tonight. It's a Nort. I might just add that my, I'll tell you that in a minute, but, I put out a call, to my straight boyfriends, and I said, earlier this week, and I said, all right, straight boyfriends, I want some Axe Big Fatty questions just from my straight boyfriends, you know, just to see what they came up with, and, I've got straight Bob down there in the future. I've got Nort, my immigrated straight boyfriend, Phil, who used to live in Oregon, who's now in Nebraska, and my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. And they came up with some questions for me.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. Big Fatty should you use this music if you're doing questions from your straight boyfriend? You're probably right. Yeah, that's probably better music for my straight boyfriends. Yes, Big Fatty, I knew you'd make it vulgar before the evening got over. So by the way, straight Bob, he was my original straight boyfriend. Is that right, Nort? Was straight Bob my original straight boyfriend? I think he was. You may not have been far behind. Nort is in the chat room this evening, y'all. But anyway, straight Bob lives in Melbourne, Australia. And Nort says, Bob, he was the first. And, cause you know, Big Fatty don't remember. Yo, I think straight Bob listened to the little Fatty. I don't know for sure, but anyway. Straight Bob is out surfing. It's 10 a.m. in the morning, and he says, "What, Big Fatty, what time is your little show going to be on?" I said, 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern. He says, "Oh, sorry, I won't be able to hear it. Gotta go surfing." But Straight Bob's hot. hot. And well, all my straight boyfriends are hot. And and y'all straight Bob is the only straight boyfriend that I have actually met in person. Yes, Big Fatty, he tried to get you drunk. Well, it worked. Anyway, straight Bob, y'all, and he came to the Fat Cave, but he's not been to the villa. I hope to get him in the villa one day. Big Fatty, you hope to get all of them in the villa one day on that special chow. Well, anyway. But Straight Bob sends in the first question. He says, okay, Big Fatty, you have just had your wish granted. You can suck the one dick you've always frothed over. Who is it? I want the truth. Now, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much. Big Fatty, I knew he would be. I knew he would be Volga. The one dick that I wanted to suck, and he wants the truth. Y'all, you know, Big Fatty has had a lot of gentlemen call us. I'm trying to think. Gosh, is there one that I've not had that I'd really like to have? I may have to get back with you. Let's just see. In the, well, I can tell you it's not Granny. Beep! Granny, nobody wants that! I'm just seeing, Straight Bob, I'm going to have to get back to you on that. I think the alcohol is speaking to me right now. But I will answer that question. But anyway, y'all, Naught is... Naught says I should start with a celebrity penis. Well, okay. I will tell you, one person that I... growing up, lusted after, the old gal. I don't know if she knows him or not, but y'all, he was an announcer on the Hollywood Squares. Big Fatty, I knew it had something to do with a quiz program. Y'all, Shadow Stevens. Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. He's just a good-looking man, long blonde hair. He probably didn't age well, but we'll go with that one, Straight Bob. all right, Naught. Here's Naught. No, not John Davidson. Naught says, okay, I have one. If the authorities ever heard your podcast, which country outside of the American continent would you choose to be deported to and why? Well, first of all, Naught, thank you so much for the question, and I feel quite certain that the authorities have heard the little show, and I'm still here, so I'm not sure that... by the way, Shadow Stevens is Shadoe, Stevens. I've traveled to many places. Now my upcoming cruise, there are a lot of those places that I have not been. I do enjoy going to Amsterdam, y'all. Granny, you know, our cruise goes out of Amsterdam, except for Granny's. He's going out of Australia. But I would probably want to be deported to either, I will narrow it down to New Zealand, and I know that's going to piss off Straight Bob and Scotty and RT Cruiser, but New Zealand is gorgeous. Y'all, I absolutely love Switzerland. But y'all, if I had to go one place, it would be to spend the rest of my life with Straight Bob. Straight Bob is in the chat room, y'all. What am I saying? Oh my goodness, just got in. What the fuck do you mean? Is Straight Bob your first straight boyfriend? Y'all, I'm in trouble now. I am in trouble now. Okay. Well, Straight Bob, I'm old and I drink, okay? Anyway, I'm gonna have to go to the Faroe Islands and spend my final days with Miss Beaver. And y'all can come and visit me in the Faroe Islands with Miss Beaver. So y'all, I am touched. I am touched that Straight Bob, y'all, I truly am touched that Straight Bob came in from surfing. He said that there were going to be good waves today and I was going to lose out. My straight boyfriend Phil, who used to live out there in the Oregon, who now lives in the Nebraska. Y'all, that was an old restaurant I used to go to, Nebraska's, here in Charleston. But he's in Nebraska. He says, my dear friend, Big Fatty, I'm trying like hell to think up a question for you. I just don't open my mouth and shit falls out. That's a gift that only you possess. Big Fatty, only a straight boyfriend can say that. No, they all say it. He says, I guess I'd like to know how you feel about the acceptance level of the LGBT community across America. I know I live in a staunch homophobic Nebraska, but even here, things seems to be improving. Big Fatty, I gotta say, I love you in a straight boyfriend sort of way, and I'm honored to be considered a friend by you. Love, Phil in Nebraska. Well, first of all, Phil, thank you so much for that question. It's lovely to hear from another one of my straight boyfriends. And, you know, Phil and the old gal and I sometimes will do an end of the bar, down at the end of the bar segment, and we've talked, and the old gal's talked about this before, because when you reach a certain age, you've seen a lot in your lifetime, and I'm Brian in the J-Pan Mexico is here, dear Gussie. Anyway, Big Fatty, you're easily distracted. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, and I'm happy that I'm able to live the life I'm able to live right now. Yes, you know, things may not be as great as we all want, but y'all, we don't always get our way, and you make the best with the situations you're presented. And right now, I'm presented a pretty good situation, and I'm happy about that. So. And you know, there are folks that it doesn't matter what happens in their life, they're not going to be happy, and Granny says my next stop is the nursing home. Big Fanny, your next stop is the ground. What are you talking about? Anyway, y'all, my newest straight boyfriend, Dan. Dan, my Northeast straight boyfriend, who came to me via the Game Night gals, who are doing, they're coming back out of retirement this weekend. He says, Big Fatty, here are some vulgar questions. Why do gay gentlemen always seem to be in a good mood? It really is contagious. I wish I could take a page from your book. Big Fatty, which book is he taking a page from? I don't know. This is an excellent question, Dan, and I think that you just make the best of it. Gets back to what I just said. You make the best of the situation you're presented, and you make your life. You make happiness in your own life. It doesn't matter how much money you have or things you have or all. You know, you can make a happy life. And when at least for me, you uh, I, I do the things and I associate with the people that I enjoy being with. And yes, work is a four-letter word for everybody, y'all. And you just make the best of it, and there you go. So let me go back over here and ask another Straight Bob question since he's in the chat room. Big Fatty, you better. You're going to get a spanking from here. Well, okay. He says, Big Fatty, are these nipple walks as free and easy as we think? Or are you like the rest of us and sizing up the talent pool? Well, Straight Bob, excellent. Excellent question, and you know me well. Yes, Big Fatty, he's been in the Fat Cave. He knows you well. They are free and easy, and they are for exercise. But I will admit, I am guilty as charged that, and you've heard me say this, Straight Bob, that there are a lot of hot dads that live here in Fat Acres. And y'all, another one from a Northeast straight boyfriend. Why is it called sword fighting and not cock fighting? Big Fatty, who's fighting? I don't know, Dan. It's cockfighting is in South Carolina. That involves some chickens or something like that. It's illegal here in South Carolina. Oh, you just you and Squeaky Kitty just go over there. I'll take care. I'll take care of it. Hello.
After a 7-year hiatus, I am back. I will be podcasting again in the near future. Find out where I've been and what I've been doing for the last 7 years. Follow me on Twitter at Radio Archer to find out when the podcast will begin.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got a Twitty message from Archer. From Archer, who is in the chat room, and y'all, Archer is coming back. We don't know exactly when, but probably sometime this summer, I am guessing. He is coming back to the podcasting world, and y'all, if you're ever on Archer's show, just be get ready to say, how large is your penis? Are you cut or uncut? And are you a top or a bottom? If you're ever on his show, you have to answer those questions. So, Archer, we are delighted. We are delighted that you are coming back to the podcasting realm. And we wish you the best in your venture. And we can't wait to hear your voice again. And thanks for sharing that with us. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, this is actually the end now. Okay, well, y'all, thank you so much for being with Big Fatty tonight, y'all. And I set the bar pretty low tonight. So, Urban Guy T.O. and Turnip Head, you can call it in. Call it in from Northern Mexico. And y'all listen to all the new shows this weekend. And Urban Guy T.O., anything you want me to think about while you're talking?
If I go down there to kick Fatty's ass, mm-hmm. my ass is not going to only get kicked.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's as bumper as you. I wonder if he'd like to sit on your special chair. Urban Guy T.O., have a seat here on the chair.
Anyway, thank you, Big Fatty.
Yes. Oh, you're most welcome. Just you're comfortable sitting there?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.